Hello, everybody. Wanted to welcome you to this kind of special edition of our podcast, I guess. My name is Zach.
My name is Kevin.
We are an Ode to the End, and you may have been wondering, if you're a recent listener, may have been wondering why we haven't been releasing anything recently. And we wanted to kind of talk about that, because there are a couple different reasons for that, and we're trying to figure out kind of how to move forward. And a lot of it has to do with everything that's currently happening in the world and with our country right now, and trying to figure out what to do in this kind of specific environment, having to do with Black Lives Matter, and trying to figure out how to create space for artists, for Black and Indigenous people of color artists, when we are not that.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out what that looks like and kind of how to kind of proceed from there. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think specifically it's also struggling, I know for me and for you, because we've talked about this, but it's struggling with figuring out, you know, like as, you know, white and white passing, like I'm Latinx, but like I'm definitely white passing. Like there's colorism too, and I definitely have benefits of, you know, white privilege absolutely my whole life. And just kind of feeling like there's something that is important to say and like something that we are very devoted to, but at the same time, like you were saying, just making sure that we're doing that in the most respectful way as allies, you know, and as people who want to further the path to, you know, like defunding the police, abolishing police, and making sure that we're on our way to just like the best version of life as we can, and figuring out like, do we fit in that right now? Like, is there a way that we can do that intentionally so that we're not taking space away from people, but are contributing to the conversation? And if it's even our place to contribute right now, you know?
Yeah, I think that's all really fair. Yeah, it's kind of when we set out making this project, part of the core of what I think we were trying to accomplish is identifying parts of the future and kind of the end of the world, and that's kind of part of what we're talking about. But also, you know, what got us to those points and how to, you know, steer away from those kind of terrible, awful things that might happen in the future, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of that over the past couple months has kind of come to a head, not surprisingly. And people are dying, literally.
Yeah.
And have been for, you know, hundreds of years. And we're trying to figure out ways of, as you kind of said, like, are we the people to tell that story? I think the part that the piece that I have with that is that I've kind of struggled with this in my own life as well. Like I struggle sometimes being someone who's white, that I don't want to be another voice in the room, if that makes sense, wherever possible. I don't want to, like, people don't need to hear my opinions about certain things. If that makes sense, I don't yeah. need to be that person who is out there, but I also don't want to be silent, and I also don't want to not take any action at all. And I think this is kind of a dynamic I've personally struggled with throughout this, but also just kind of throughout my life in general, is I don't want to put my voice out there needlessly and say obvious things or stupid things or center the conversation around me or around us. But I also don't want to not do anything. I don't want to be complicit. I don't want to not create. I don't want to hash things out for myself and hash things out for other people who might be looking to me. And I think with this project in particular, I think one of the things that I really enjoy about this is that it allows myself, and I think it allows both of us, to kind of explore these topics and try to figure out what makes the most sense for us. We're not a project that necessarily has a huge audience. And I think we're not necessarily sucking out a lot of the oxygen in the room for many other people. And I think a lot of it, for at least right this second, in my opinion, a lot of times we're doing this for ourselves to kind of make sure it makes sense for ourselves. So that's kind of why I would like to kind of keep going with it. And I think in some ways, in that way, I think we continuing to create this and continuing to tell these stories, I think does make sense. But I also want to make sure to have an eye out that we're doing things for a purpose and not just kind of like doing things just to do them. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree. You know, like I think my interest in the project is just, I've always been into dystopias. And I've always kind of, my biggest wish has always been, hey, what if someone made a movie that was a dystopia, but it was actually just about, you know, current times, but it's like, I mean, what's the point? You know, like that's just what we're living in. But yeah, I agree. Just kind of taking this viewpoint and dissecting or looking at different things that might occur if they continue on to their, you know, maybe an exaggerated conclusion in the future. But it's interesting to look at that. And like you were saying, think about like, is that where we want to be at? Like, is this a possible outcome? And is it worth it if this horror is like a possible outcome? And I know we have like possibly a story coming up that focuses on, you know, the idea of people who were born here, from new Americans, you know, or like the children of new Americans who maybe didn't have their green card, maybe didn't have those, documents while they were living here, but they were born here and they're technically, you know, citizens. And the idea of like, what if it did come down to the point where we were getting rid of those people too? Cause that would, I mean, that would include myself. You know, my mom came here from Colombia, to try to get an education and try to get a job and honestly just like be able to provide for her family in Colombia. And she wasn't documented when she got here and I was born here and I have that privilege of never having to have really struggled with that, even though my mom did. And I'm interested in sort of looking at that through the view of a, you know, like a dystopian future or like a dystopian possibility, which is just very close to home anyway. It's funny to even call it dystopian when really all you're doing is just saying, let's move one or two steps forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's been kind of the scary thing right now is a lot of the stuff that we've been writing for and preparing for is happening literally right now, today. And I mean, even the story that we're kind of talking about, this is something that we've been working on and off behind the scenes. That's something that's literally happening now and was kind of running rampant in the news before COVID and everything else has kind of been happening recently. And it's still going on. I mean, the fight for immigration and immigration rights is right here. It's right now. And it's the same thing with a lot of the other things that are happening right now.
Yeah. And I mean, specifically, again, it's interesting, too, because I feel like maybe it's a conversation that's been had before, but I feel like this idea of seriously considering, at least some groups seriously considering the idea of making, you know, quote, chain migration, which is like terrible, or just like birthright citizenship, like making that illegal. And then me seeing in certain groups, people having genuine conversations about whether it would be fair to extend that to anyone who's ever been born here, like through that, right? And then it's interesting to me that can be a conversation that's had, but the idea of talking about, you know, abolishing police or defunding police is for those same people just completely unheard of. Like that's just like an absurd idea that would never be able to come to light. When really I feel like if we're able to consider one extreme that's so harmful, why can't we consider another, you know, extreme maybe, but that would be so beneficial to so many people. It's like we love to wallow in the, you know, in the ways that we can harm people, but we refuse to consider how far we should push ourselves to like better people or like make our lives better, you know?
And you can see that a little bit too with the conversation about tearing down statues, you know, whether it be Columbus or other colonizers or Confederate statues. You know, these are, I think something that's really important that a lot of people misunderstand is these are not things that were created at the time that they were happening. these are things that in most cases were created in response to civil rights movements, as kind of like a literal middle finger in some instances, to marginalized groups. They only have roots in hatred, and it's this kind of fundamental misunderstanding that there is with a lot of these subjects, that's like, just because it exists doesn't mean it always has to exist, right? Just because a society or a function or a statue or whatever is there doesn't mean that that is what it has to always be. Doesn't mean that there isn't something better or a better way of going about things. I think, and I think for our project, this is something that kind of these issues that we're talking about is something that I've kind of wanted to focus. When I first started writing stuff for this, I wasn't sure exactly what themes I wanted to present at first. Because a lot of, you know, dystopian stuff and sci-fi stuff a lot of times focuses on, you know, technology run rampant, or something like that. Like, I think I'm thinking back to like Kurt Vonnegut, like Player Piano and stuff like that, where it's almost the technology itself is the problem. And when I think about stuff, when I think about a lot of these issues that we're dealing with, technology definitely exacerbates certain problems that we have. You know, like if you look at social media and stuff like that right now, that makes certain problems worse. But it's not the technology itself. It's us. It's us as a people and as a society. And we're the ones who control the outcomes of our future and what's happening. And it's not about, it's not just about, you know, controlling social media, controlling Twitter, you know, controlling, what's been going on with, ICE and like the kind of surveillance state that's happening there. It's not just that, it's all of the culture and policies and politics backing up those scientific projects, backing up those fields. And if we don't figure out a way for us to change that, we're in a mess of trouble. We can't recover from that. You know, like it's kind of the, you know, technology is like fire. It's like anything else where, you know, it can be used in very helpful ways, but when wielded by people who have a vendetta against other people of color or other, you know, just like against anybody that they don't like, that's when we see kind of the most awful, horrible things that have ever happened in history. Yeah. And again, that's happening literally right now in our own country.
Yeah. In our own city.
In our own city.
In every city, you know?
I mean, I mean, just living in Columbus and just like either going to protests or watching what's been happening at protests and seeing police crack down on entirely peaceful demonstrations has been, it's been eye-opening. It's been insane. It's been very difficult to watch.
Yeah. No, it's been, you know, at the very, you know, I feel like the protest that I went to was pretty fine. You know, it was okay. Yeah. Like nothing happened at that point. I'd been watching live streams pretty regularly, pretty consistently, which is exhausting, but also is maybe the most passive thing that I can do to make sure that I'm still being involved. I feel like just the idea that I know what's happening and that I'm seeing what's happening, and that if someone asks me, you know, like if this is really that serious, if I can help to point them towards documented proof that Columbus police and police around this, you know, country, but like Columbus police in particular, honestly, have been brutalizing protesters, have been, you know, pepper spraying the press, have been, like trapping people and then like hitting them with wooden bullets and running them over with horses and smiling with them afterwards and kneeling with them afterwards and marching with them afterwards, only to just like pepper spray them again a few moments later, I feel like I at least want to be able to point people towards that, you know, and say like, look at all these instances. But yeah, it's, I mean, this is the thing too, right? Like, all right. So I guess the crux of what I'm interested in saying is like, yes, I have a perspective as like a person who grew up Colombian, you know, consider myself culturally Latinx, had a white father who wasn't present, you know, an American white father, I guess, American, whatever, a white father, and my mom, Colombian, but was raised by my mom as a single mom, you know, and with a stepdad who was also Colombian, and just like, I have a lot of experiences in that, and I have a lot of experiences in that particular culture, and it's something that matters a lot to me. And I have things to say about that, that maybe are important to hear, that maybe are important to say. What I don't have is, outside of being an ally, is experience of blackness, right? Or transness or queerness. Like, I don't have, you know, outside of maybe passing, like in terms of my personal life, like passing just like questions or whatever. Like, I don't have that lived experience. So where that connects, I guess where that connects with the podcast is like, if I don't have things to say outside of like allyship, you know, that are related to what's currently happening, is it good to just take up space by like putting out this podcast, which I feel like we'll have things to say that are important to each of us, you know, but, and maybe to hopefully to other people that are listening that might take an interest in these things as well, but is now the time? I guess that's what I've been struggling with, you know?
Yeah. I think, I think that's fair. I mean, for my full disclosure as well, I'm also, you know, white, cis, heterosexual. I do not have any of those kind of experiences that we're presently talking about right now, other than allyship, which again is kind of goes back to my original struggle of like, so do I not say anything other than, you know, pledge my support, or do we try to figure out kind of a middle ground where we can try to express our support and like look at these systems critically and talk about that, or is that just taking up space from other artists who might have something more valuable to say?
Yeah,
because they have those lived experiences.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, I think in the end, you and I having this conversation together is lacking the necessary voices, right? Is lacking the necessary.
Exactly.
So it's like, I guess I'm interested in personally, you know, having said that, because, you know, I'm someone who identifies as Latinx, even though my background is complicated. And, you know, you are white, cis, male. Like,
yeah,
the black voices that are necessary here are not present. So I guess I'm just curious. Right. I'm interested in maybe putting things out, you know, because I do feel like there's something to be said. And maybe it would be interesting, you know, if anybody listens to it and like, there's something to glean from it that would like motivate somebody or inspire somebody to want to be a part of the movement if they haven't been a part of the movement already. It's not directly related, of course. It's not directly respectful to like everything that's happening right now. I would like to be able to make some episodes that are rooted in like current day things, current day dystopian happenings. And maybe that can be a way to sort of bridge that gap as well. But I guess in the end, what I'm interested in is like being transparent, putting things out in the hopes that they are helpful, at least to motivating people to like considering the present that they live in and considering how they are complicit in the harm that is done to like their fellow human beings. And just open it up and make our contact info pretty available, if that's okay with you, and just letting people let us know and just being very open to feedback and being very open to voices that think that maybe we are taking up space or maybe now is not the time. And that's totally okay. You know, I guess we're trying to navigate it in a way that feels intentional and fair and okay. And I hope that that's okay. But also, if it's not, we are totally okay with just like sitting on the back burner. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, I think I also want to throw out there, I mean, something that I know we've talked about in the past that just by the nature of kind of our collaboration so far is just really included just the two of us. But I've always been open with the idea of, you know, having other people contribute whatever, either vocals, writing, music, with this just being us. That's all that's it's really been so far.
Yeah.
But I've always liked the idea and always been open to the idea of having other people as part of this project as well in the future. So that's something else to kind of consider, that if that's anything that someone is interested in, I'd be willing to hear that as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? Like, that kind of was the goal before. I think we've only put out a few episodes and we've been kind of hesitating or just like slowly, cautiously kind of figuring stuff out and figuring out what works for us. But I know for me, I was always very excited in the idea. And I've talked to like several musicians around the country that I know of different backgrounds, you know, like just musicians that I respect and I care about deeply. And I love the idea of just like having them contribute sounds if they would want to, like having them contribute something other than what I am able to provide, because I'm only able to do like what I'm good at, you know, or like what is interesting to me. But other
even
people,
if it's,
oh, go ahead, yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say, even if it's just a competing perspective,
yeah.
Like you said, we're talking about all this, and it's just two male voices mm-hmm. talking in a room to each other, which isn't great, right? And we'd love to try to improve that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, this is while we're doing this live, I guess. It's maybe now's the time. Maybe that's a way to sort of open this up. So the concerns that we have are like, are we the voices that need to be heard? Should we just shut this down for a while? But maybe it's okay to keep it going. Maybe we just make more of an effort, to start putting episodes into works that are using other voices that are more relevant and more important right now, you know?
Yeah.
Since it's something that we were thinking about doing anyway, and we can challenge ourselves. You know, I think, I don't know, I'm pretty proud of what we put out so far. So I think we've,
yeah,
you know, we've gotten to a point where we're comfortable with what we're doing. So I think I would be ready to reach out to people if they're willing and interested, and if they feel that it's important, to see if they'd be willing to contribute something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think by the very nature of what we're doing, it's pretty loose. It's mostly just that, you know, we wanted to get started in working on something. This is something that the stories I've been working on and thinking about have been stories I've been thinking about for years. And I know our collaboration of this has been at least a year in the making.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been mostly just us trying to sit down and just say, all right, let's actually do something. And we have, mm-hmm. which has been great. But yeah, I think we wanted to expand it or change it or make it something new. I think I'm totally down for that.
Cool.
So to that end, these have just kind of been our thoughts about everything that's going on. We would love to hear feedback. So you can do that in a couple different ways. We have an Instagram and a Twitter at and O to the end. You can also reach out through email, through our website at, it's contact@nototheend.com.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of probably the best ways to get a hold of us. If you want to reach out to us for any reason, or even if you just want to let us know how you felt about this specific thing. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, but I think we're going to probably start releasing new content soon.
Yeah.
But I think we want to give this some time to collect some feedback if possible, and then try to figure out where we feel like we're going from there.
Yeah. Hopefully this conversation hasn't been, you know, hopefully it's been interesting. It's just, we knew that we wanted to have this conversation and we wanted to like come to some sort of conclusion, just to see how to move forward. And
yeah,
we'll put this up, and if people want to listen, people can listen. And yeah, I think the biggest thing is just like being transparent with what we're thinking about. Hopefully people understanding or seeing that, you know, obviously good intentions are not everything, but like we want to be intentional about this, and we want to be allies, and we want to use whatever platform we have, which is important. I mean, like, if there's honestly three people listening to this, like, that's for the amount of work we put into it. I love that there's people listening to it. You know what I like? I love exactly. that there's anybody yeah, yeah. who might check in on it and say like, oh, this is kind of neat. Or even if that's not now, even if that's like in 6 months or like a year, like I, if anyone listens to this, that's great. And yeah, and we take it really importantly to, or it's really important to us, sorry, to like at least be intentional and do things that for us feel like they are sound, you know, and like, mm-hmm. and that they reflect the kinds of people that we want to be. So again, if any of that does not, if it feel, but at the same time, we're just like waxing poetic about what we think is right. And like, it's very possible that we're wrong, or it's very possible that we're looking at things through a very narrow lens. So again, if anybody has any thoughts on that, I would love to have a conversation. And I would love to figure out what allyship looks like in this context, you know, good allyship, not performative yeah. allyship.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing that we were trying to do here as well. So yeah, I think that's kind of a good place to close this up. Mm-hmm. Please be on the lookout for any future contact, and please get a hold of us if you'd like to reach out to us.
Or collaborate. So thanks again. You know,
or collaborate. Yeah. I would love to add more voices here.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Again, my name is Zach.
My name's Kevin.
It's been a note to the end. Hopefully we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.